You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. In front, the house. On a Wednesday, hump day. We're gonna do something we haven't done in a while. Check the news today. Yeah. I'm not sure why, but we haven't done it in a while. It's a busy show, man. It's a busy show. Stuff going on. Yeah. So we'll do that today. Tim Lynch is going to join me to talk current events. Tim's a buddy from my time in Quantico. We taught together. So, he did contractor work in Afghanistan, so we'll talk about a little bit about Afghanistan. We'll brush up Afghanistan and talk about whatever else we're talking about. So, he's entertaining. I haven't discussed, like, the absolute conniption fit going on in Washington, D.C., because we're evidently running concentration camps. Okay, now, I've seen video. I've never been to a concentration camp. I've seen video of them. And it, just for the record, what I'm seeing down there is doesn't look like a concentration camp to me. So I think that would be factually incorrect. But what, the thing that has my attention is whenever you get Washington, D.C. with its panties in a bunch like this, you know something's going on, okay? You know something's going on. So what is it? What's got their panties in such a bunch, okay? Something fundamentally wrong in the democracy? No. And this is just... Again, this is further reason to be disgusted by the bozos that occupy elected seats in Washington, D.C. Okay? So do you think problem solving and making this country better? I know that sounds close to make America great again, but that's not what I mean. Okay, I'm not political sloganeering, but that's their job. Okay. So they're at Twitter. Why? Why are they up in arms? Well, the optics are terrible. Okay, the optics are terrible. Little kids crying. Okay. But we're adults, okay? We're supposed to be problem solvers as we lead this nation. So what are the facts behind the issue, and how do we get to a spot, how do we get the country to a spot that's where it should be? Because this is not a new problem, right? This is not, believe it or not, and this is going to be stunning for some people, this is not the first time we've separated families down there. Oh, Matt, what do you say? What? What do you mean? The fact that Donald Trump does it, that makes it special, okay? The lightning rod. Okay, so anyway, so this has been done before. Where were all these same writers that were in these same jobs when this was being done under the Obama administration? Where was the outrage? Where were people that should have called Obama a racist? He can't do that. He's too cool of a guy, right? You can't go there with him. He had an intern yesterday at the Capitol, a congressional intern, yell, "Fuck you, Mr. President." How about that? So what's the issue? Okay, we have this system. People sneak across the border, and they have juveniles with them. Okay, they say they're a family. Is that always the case? No. Okay, it's not. The kids are guides. They're paid by drug cartels and who get paid by these people to be smuggled across. The kids are also used as drug mules. Okay, so there's a business going on here. But, you know, again, that's not the story that you hear. What you see is you see the kids and blah, 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 blah. Okay. And it's not, you don't see pictures of the same thing done under the Bush administration, the Obama administration, and the Trump administration. You don't see that. So that can take some of the steam out of this thing. What you see is a political issue that the Democrats think that they can make hay on. But I would just say this. The people that voted for the President of the United States, they want the southern border cleaned up. Right? And so if these people who willingly, and what they do is they're gaming the system, right? This whole catch and release thing. Okay? Here's what we've gone between as a nation. We've gone between this idea of following the law. Well, our law requires that when you're taken into custody and you're charged with a crime, you're separated from any juveniles you would have in your company. Okay, that's the law until that case is adjudicated, and then 70% of these people are sent back to their country of origin. Okay, applying for quote unquote asylum. So. That's the law of the nation, okay? Who passed that? Congress, right? And you see people frothing at the mouth at the application of the law that they passed. If I was president, I would not budge an inch. I would say, these are the laws. Now, with the stroke of the pen, as the Senate minority leader offered his personal pen to the president, you can change this. You can do the following. You can adopt a program called catch and release. And what that does is you catch them, you release them, and then they're supposed to come back at some later date for a hearing. What percentage come back for the hearing? Less than 20. So does that sound like a smart, so when the people being smuggled, let's just say less than 20% are legitimate asylum seekers that come here as a family unit. What about the other 80%? That is simply, they're playing a game. I'm gonna play the game, I'm gonna get in the country, I'm gonna get this bullshit hearing, and then boom, I'm in. I don't have to sneak in, I'm just gonna walk across and get caught. It doesn't matter, right? I'll claim asylum, and because I'm a family unit, they'll release me because they're not going to detain me, right? These are the same games that, and I said it, I don't know, Monday maybe, that we used to, they're called ROE games, rules of engagement games. And the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, they knew our rules of engagement as well as we did. They knew what we do and what we wouldn't do. In Iraq, it was they won't shoot women, or they won't search women. So the women became the mules for weapons and all kinds of stuff that they were smuggling. And then when we started searching women, guess what? Oh shit! Drugs, blasting caps, ammunition, all kinds of stuff. Sorry, Grandma, you got to get up. No, I don't want to. You have to stand up. I'm sorry, you got to stand up and get out of the car. Oh, Grandma, you're sitting on a whole bunch of 7.62 Link ammunition. Where did that come from? Did you just fart that, Grandma? Did you just fart that, Grandma? Wow, it came out perfectly linked. You might think about going in the ammunition business. What did you eat last night? And that's the ROE game. Well, that's the same thing that's being done on the border. But again, does the truth matter? No, not one bit. And so the craziness you're seeing in Washington, D.C. and in the media, like this is the first time this thing happened. And it's not. And so the whole thing is the Trump drama and the Trump insanity that whatever he touched, I should give it a name. You know the story of Midas? The king, everything he touched turned to gold. I should have like a term, the Midas touch, the Trump touch. Everything Trump touches turns crazy. Okay? Everything Trump touches turns crazy. The Obama administration did this stuff. Did you ever see a media event in the Obama administration where they were getting screamed at by reporters? And I was watching the press conference, I don't know, sometime last week, I think. And people were yelling, reporters in the press pool, White House press pool, in that small room, yelling. Sarah Sanders moves to the next question, keeps yelling. Like he's some protester. And it's just, wait a minute, what about the same standard for Barack Obama, you journalists, you liberal journalists that are so committed to these kind of rights? Where were you? What happened? Oh, it didn't matter then, because you're in on it. See, we sometimes mistake that you're not in on them. Okay? You're not in on it. But you are. And so, let me just tell you, I love it when the charcoal gets dumped in the lap of our congressional leaders. Because they suck. They absolutely, positively suck. And I don't care if it's the Republican leaders that are wearing it, because at the end of the day, you know, I think most Americans can discern between bullshit and lemon meringue pie. Okay? And when you lay out the facts of what's going on the border, okay, so if I don't detain them, you know, and if I enforce the law, then this is what I do. If I catch and release them, they just go free. 80 to 90% of these people are not coming back. So it's just game playing illegal immigration. And I'm not going to do that. So what do I do as a president of the United States? Do I, by executive order, violate the law and detain them as families? And I do that because you won't act as a Congress to give me that power, because you want to play a political game before the election? That's how this works? Screw that. A, I won't relent. We're supposed to be a nation of laws, and I'm going to enforce the laws. And if you don't like that, piss off. Change the law. And again, I don't think it would be any different if this was Barack Obama and the Republicans thought they could make political hay out of it. And that's the problem with the nation's capital. It is this stupid dance that we play for power, and now I've got leverage over you. Ah, yeah, and now I'm going to break it off in your ass and I'm going to make you pay at the ballot box. Yeah, like the American people are a bunch of rubes, you know. There's a reason Donald Trump got elected, and the people in Washington, D.C. do not understand it, okay? And every time that he stands up and pushes back on the establishment, right, every time that he smacks them, the people that voted for him say, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. The other big story in the news I want to talk about is North Korea is beginning to return to the American military in South Korea the remains of somewhere between 5,000 and 8,000 Americans that were killed, or maybe we have them listed as missing in North Korea. That's not nothing. That's a big deal. So that's going on. I want to talk about that today. Marine Corps finally decided on a new amphibious vehicle, and I looked at a prototype and it has wheels, which surprised me. And I said, well, can that be? Can that be? And it can be. So I want to talk about that a little bit today. And there's also some court-martial news that I want to get to. Kind of interesting stuff relative to the McCain and the Fitzgerald. I become a student of military justice, right? And that's why we're doing, you know, the Haditha thing. And I got interested in Milai and how it works. And honestly, to me, most of the time, how it doesn't work very well. And this is a case in point. Of the Fitzgerald and the McCain, and so I want to talk about that. I can't remember what they call it, but there's a oversight organization that was created to monitor the court martials coming out of both incidents to make sure the justice was relatively uniform, and so that convening authority got involved yesterday. And so we'll talk about that. So a bunch of stuff in the news. So, like I said, we haven't talked about the news lately, so we'll go ahead and do that. The other thing I'll tell you is that, you know, if you watched, and again, I talked about Trey Gowdy, but if you didn't watch him yesterday, go find the House Oversight Committee's hearing, find Trey Gowdy's questioning, and watch that. And I think it honestly does question the conclusion of how was there no bias involved in this if these people are so biased. These people are so biased, their view is so jaundiced, but you're going to tell me that there was no bias involved in the decision. Come on, man. Come on, dog. So I would recommend that you watch that. All right? I would recommend that you watch that. So, with that said this morning, the United States Marine Corps Band makes it an official morning. Good morning to you. Thank you. And I changed these little quotes a little bit. Yesterday, I played. If you didn't miss it, you missed it. But yesterday I played a speech, Secretary Mattis at the Naval Academy. And so I replaced one of the little audio clips with something he said in the speech. Single funniest thing I've ever heard him say in public. So, yeah, that's there. The Marine Corps hymn this morning, dedicated to nobody. I can't think of anybody to dedicate it to. It sucks, man. Sorry about that. Never happened before.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
Tell me that isn't hilarious, okay? Completely spontaneous, coughing, trying to clear his throat on multiple occasions, like I'm doing right now. Unsuccessful. Somebody sticks a bottle of water in front of him, and that's what you got. Hilarious. Hold on, listen to it one more time. It's awesome.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do.
Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose
if we have to go fight.
We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
I just got a text. Mac, play that one more time, please. I have tears in my eyes. I'm laughing so hard. Yeah. Okay, now, remember, this isn't like a Marine event. Like, yeah, we're going to have a warrior night. The Secretary of Defense is going to come and, you know, we're going to, this is at the Naval War College, okay? Yeah, this is at the Naval War College, okay? In stride. Coffin. So again, I'll tell you the story behind this. I played the speech yesterday. So Monday night, as is my habit, before I put something on, I watch it. So I'm sitting here watching the speech and blah 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 blah, and you know, he's coughing and he can't get his throat cleared, and he must do it at halftime. I left one in there just so it would provide some kind of context so you can understand why he's struggling. And I'm watching it, and it's like, oh, man, this speech is going to suck because he can't get his voice right, you know? And he's not going to – he can't stop the speech, right, and do some kind of crazy, you know, event up there on the stage. He's not going to do that. So – and it's frustrating when you have something wrong with your throat and you're supposed to be speaking. And so I'm watching it, and he says this happens, man. I had tears in my eyes. So this is dedicated to Ed somewhere in Pennsylvania. Here you go, Ed.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
I love that. Then he snaps back into SecDef mode. Oh, man, that's good stuff. All right. Check the weather. We'll take a break, and then we'll check the news. Interesting stuff in the news today, as is there is most days. Some days you got to look farther. Currently, it is hot on the East Coast, especially in the central part of the East Coast, Virginia, the Carolinas. Right now, 79 degrees in Quantico with cloudy skies. That means it's humid. Camp Lejeune, sunny and 87. So Camp Lejeune, sunny and 90. Granbury, Texas, cloudy in 78. Montana's even hot. Mostly cloudy and 58 degrees. 29 Palms, sunny and 79. They'll get to 100. Camp Pendleton, clouds in 62. Okinawa, dark, cloudy in 82, so they've warmed up. Mars has warmed up a little bit. Sunny and 105 degrees. In the land of the opium poppy. Let me just check and see what the high is. If it's one, it had to get to, hold on. It had to get to about 118 today if it's 105 right now. Maybe not. Sunny, windy in Marja, Afghanistan right now. 105. Humidity. 6%. So it's a dry 105. That's right. Forecast 109 tomorrow, and on Friday 108. Nights are clear, just so you know. You can see a long way at night when it's clear like that. That's right. It's good for seeing bad people doing bad things. Currently cloudy and 64 at the home of All Marine Radio. Beautiful sunny Southern California. Looking for a high today of... I'm not sure, but I'll find out here in a second. Looking for a high of 76 degrees with partly sunny skies today. You know what? I don't know what they're talking about partly sunny because the sun's out all day. Like, I don't, I saw, like, I don't, this forecast is garbage. Tomorrow's 75 and on Friday, sunny and 79. So there you have it. We'll take a quick break. More of, in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. It is, hold on, I just got a weather update. If you want to send me a weather update, send it to me. East Grand Forks, Minnesota. 70 degrees, blue skies. Wafting breezes carrying the smell of apple and Adler wood. There you have it. Somebody's smoking a brisket. All right, so there you have it. Yeah, feel free to send your weather if you want to. I'll be happy to read it. Well, no need to just do this finite number of locations when we can expand it and everybody can get it. Everybody can report their weather. So feel free to be your own weather spotter. All right, All Marine Radio continues here on a...
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing, but I'm not exactly sure why that spontaneously combusted. So, with all that done, we'll check the news coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
Hi, this is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to my dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. I wanted my cake and eat it too. I wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I flew deep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce.
Newsflash. The House will vote tomorrow on a bill that will keep families together. Okay, so now watch. Do you think this problem is important enough to get solved? No. That's not the way we do it in this country. Right? Because it doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that we get to play political games. Problem solving in the United States? Sorry, ain't happening. So, there you have it. Why at some point we're going to have a second American Revolution in this country is because this kind of bullshit. And they're incapable of self-correcting. People scream. Okay, so you go on TV and you scream about concentration camps. Okay? If we gave you the opportunity to vote on something that eliminated the concentration camps and the forced separation of families, would you do it? Would you make a difference? Would you? Would you? If you had a chance. What do you mean, no? Oh, no. Well, you don't understand, Mac. That's not, oh, so the issue isn't important, and it's not important to do the right thing. It's only important to play these chicken shit political games. Okay, my bad. I get confused sometimes. So, alright, so news. Headline still rolling around. Russia argues Marine Corps' beefed up presence in Norway is an attack. How do we know the Russians are lying? Because their lips are moving, okay? They're a lying dictatorship, okay? That's how the dictatorship works. They lie, right? There's no dissenting voice coming out of Russia saying, yeah, if I were you over there in Norway, I'd invite the Marine Corps in too. I'd invite the Army. I'd invite the Coast Guard. I'd invite everybody, okay? Because if you're stupid enough to not believe that Russia will destabilize you through cyber warfare, through information ops, and with irregular forces crossing your border like they did in Crimea in that little textbook event, then you're dumb, okay? You Norwegians, you're dumber than we think. So, the Russians, man. The Russians. So, yeah. So, Russia's argument that just your mere presence is an attack. Really? All right. Whatever. So, you know what you do when they say shit like that? You ignore it, and you do what you do. Another headline in Marine Corps Times. Why women were told don't get pregnant at George Air Force Base. You know what? I have to tell you. Pregnancy in the military, it's a problem, okay? Now, I'm not exactly sure when this was, 1975. So it's a story about 3709 Squadron at Lackland Air Force Base, and there's a picture of women in their suits, in their uniforms. So, yeah, I mean, you're on light duty for how long? You get pregnant, and you go on limited duty for the next year through having your baby, post-maternity leave, and, yeah, I don't think it's, I'm not gonna lie to you. If you want me to say that, oh, it's not a problem, and it's something that we all adjust to, but, well, yeah, we don't have a choice. But you know what? It's a problem. You're supposed to be a truck driver. You get pregnant, you can't drive trucks anymore. Right? You get to drive the CO around, though. Well, what about the guy who was you were supposed to go to 29 Palms for 2 months? Yeah, she's not going, though. All right, McNamara, you're going. I just got back a month ago. Shut up and get your shit and get going. All right, Staff Sergeant. So, yeah, it's a problem. And we don't like to talk about it, that it's a problem, because it doesn't paint a rosy picture that we're all interchangeable widgets, you know? And so, you know, you hear this, and it's like, okay, you beat that guy's wife. He was just gone for 2 months. He comes home, and now he's gone again because she got pregnant. What do you think his wife says? Hey, screw her. Why is my husband going to be gone 4 out of 5 months? Because she got pregnant? Oh, okay. Story out of Afghanistan. British Special Forces soldiers killed... One soldier killed six Taliban in a pitch-black Viet Cong-style tunnel fight. Reports have surfaced of a 29-year-old British SAS sergeant's fight against fleeing Taliban terrorists in an underground cave complex in Afghanistan in January. The Daily Star Sunday reported that the soldier from central England managed to shoot three terrorists, kill three others with a claw hammer, while in near complete darkness in a series of underground tunnels less than 2 feet wide and 4 feet tall. Yikes. I don't want to joke about it, but what went through my head was, he'll never be right in the head, sleeping in the dark after that. The soldier was part of a joint British and Afghan special forces operation launched against a Taliban base in northern Afghanistan. The commandos involved in the operation successfully destroyed the base, but several Taliban, including a high-value senior commander, were able to flee into an underground cave complex. When no Afghan commandos volunteered to enter the tunnel, the SAS soldier took it upon himself to complete the mission. The soldier managed to crawl into the narrow tunnel, but with no room for a long barrel weapon, only took his Glock 9mm. Gunner will be fired up to hear that. For 30 minutes, he relied on sound, smell, and touch to track and kill six terrorists in the pitch-black, suffocating environment. The soldier used his Glock to kill the first three Taliban he encountered, but when he went to shoot the fourth, his pistol jammed, according to the Daily Star report. Using a hammer claw, the soldiers successfully fought and killed the remaining three militants before emerging from the tunnels soaked in blood. The soldier, an Iraq veteran, called the 30-minute fight the most difficult of his military career. For at least an hour after returning above ground, he was unable to speak due to his high level of distress. Yeah, if you look at some of the pictures of what guys do in tunnels, it's crazy. You know, and like how are those guys right in the head ever again? I mean, you go down in the tunnel with you. Most people have a flashlight and a pistol. I mean, how terrifying is that? To go down and then to go down there and fight it out? Not to go down there and find out if something's, are there people down there, right? You go into that tunnel, you smell smells of food, you smell smells of people, and now instead of, you don't pop back up and say, yeah, they're down here. You, like, start crawling towards them. That's some crazy shit. So, God bless them. Good luck to them. Another story, BAE wins Marine Corps contract to build new amphibious combat vehicle. The Marine Corps has been messing with this forever, right? And they made it so complicated and so expensive that it always got shoved to the rear. Now with the F-35, the Kilo model of the CH-53, with those two things, like, now contracted and money being allocated, this is the final major long-term upgrade in Marine Corps inventory designed to replace a vehicle that's been in existence, 40 years? So BAE Systems won a contract to build the new amphibious combat vehicle following a competition with SAIC based in Southern California. The contract allows the company to enter into a low-rate initial production with 30 vehicles expected to be delivered in the next year, actually by the fall of 2019, valued at $198 million. The Marines plan to field 205 of the vehicles, and the total value of the contract is $1.2 billion. It's interesting because if you didn't know better, right, you would say that it's part of the LAV family. I saw it and I said, well, the picture can't be right. Isn't it supposed to be a track wheel vehicle? Answer, no, Mac, it's not. Some of the features that BAE believed were particularly attractive to the Marine Corps for its new amphibious combat vehicle, it has space for 13 embarked Marines, which means that the current squad of 12 will fit nicely into it. The engine strength is 690 horsepower over the old engine's 560 horsepower. The vehicle does not look as big as the old one. Now, I don't know if it's the picture that I'm looking at, but the old AAV was, that was a big vehicle, man. That was like a two-story building. This thing is, it rides high. It's got a V-shaped hull. So if it hit an IED, that hull channels the blast, right? It doesn't absorb it the way flat bottom vehicles do. It channels it away, pioneered by the South Africans when they first encountered a lot of IEDs. The vehicle also runs extremely quietly. The seat structure inside the vehicle is completely suspended. So when the vehicle jars, the fact that you're suspended will act as a shock absorber when it hits something that explodes. So the 3rd Amphibious Assault Battalion of the 1st Marine Division, otherwise known as the Blue Diamond, based at Camp Pendleton, is expected to receive the first amphibious combat vehicles. That's also where the test, you know, where they do all the testing, right there on the coast at the, you know, we call it Del Mar. It's just north of Oceanside Harbor, for those of you who don't know. Yeah. So, that thing has been stuck in Congress, blah, 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 blah. The president announced yesterday that he wants a Space Force. And, you know, like, there's adults all over running around in their jammies, right, putting on their space helmets and saying, finally, it's here. Yeah, we can't use you, okay? We cannot use you. We cannot use you. Talked about it yesterday. A Marine with neo-Nazi affiliations found guilty at a summary court-martial. He will be separated. Earlier today, I saw Jack Keane talking about, retired general, talking about remains of American service members killed in Korea coming home. So between 5,000 and 8,000of those bodies will begin to be repatriated to American forces in South Korea. They will be identified through DNA, and then they'll be, you know, returned home for appropriate burials. So that's awesome. That's awesome news for families that will finally at least get to have a family member, now a brother, a sister, you know, a grandfather return to the nation and be treated the way they should have been treated. But doesn't always happen after war. So, again, what will happen down the road with North Korea? That's a good question. But the first steps, I think both sides have taken, have shown at least the steps you would take if you were serious about it. Will they ultimately be serious? Time will tell. But, you know, in the United States, and again, you've heard me say this, you've heard Mike say this, us suspending exercises is nothing. And anybody who's crowing about it, and I saw General Keane get asked this, he scoffed at the idea. He said, you know, I've watched this. He said, look, you know, this next exercise coming up was a command post exercise that involved large numbers of troops. So, you know, and even those that do, you still exercise those capabilities. You're not just going to do it together. So, anyway. You know, the VA, I get emails from VA all the time. We're doing this great, we're doing this great, we're doing this great. And then you get to see a story like this. VA watchdog accuses leadership of withholding access to employee complaints. Okay, you're all familiar now with the Inspector General, right? What the Inspector General does. The Inspector General is an independent inspector installed in most organizations. The VA has one. And they administer the truth serum when you don't want it administered. Veterans Affairs Independent Watchdog Office is accusing department leaders of improperly withholding records dealing with employee complaints, saying the action could be covering up a potential criminal misbehavior. Veterans Affairs leaders have responded by accusing the Inspector General of overstepping its authority and improperly issuing reports that, quote, recklessly cast the VA and its employees in an unfavorable light. Lawmakers pulled into the fight this week call the conflict, quote-unquote, concerning. The total lack of cooperation from the VA is alarming and a disservice to American veterans and taxpayers, said Senator John Tester. He's a Democrat from Montana. He's the ranking Democrat on the Senate Veteran Affairs Committee. So, anyway, the VA has had this internal fight, all right, since David Shulkin was named. Clearly, the internal workings of the VA did not care for him. And they got him, right? When he stepped out of line, he got smoked for it. Now, a lot of people, they'll step out of line and nobody will say anything because they like him. Hey, Shulkin took his wife and spent a few extra days in Europe. Doesn't matter, man. He's awesome. Got us a raise. We like the guy. So, anyway, there's something wrong at the VA. Because the IG, the Inspector General, is supposed to do what we've seen on TV the last few days. It's supposed to be an independent set of eyes who doesn't report even to the head of the VA. He's an independent, he or she is an independent office. So, a little bit disturbing story about the VA. Not a little bit disturbing. Whenever you see the IG getting involved in something, and then people screaming at the IG, that's not a good deal. Nike, and it's a story that's stupid, right? Nike cancels new sportswear line after it was found copying the Naval Academy crest. So the story is funny, actually. It's a comedy. The Naval Academy's crest they adopted it in 1899. All right? And so you see this Nike thing. It's got the swoosh at the top instead of a trident. It has Nike instead of U dot S dot, right? U period, S period. And then it has this other goofy stuff. And it's almost an exact replica of the Naval Academy crest. It is an exact replica. It's just who was in charge of that? Nike? You think that guy got his ass fired? Or girl? Stupid. this next headline. And we'll talk to Tim Lynch a little bit about Afghanistan today. Despite 17 years of war, next U.S. commander in Afghanistan sees progress. So I'm out lifting weights in my backyard yesterday. I'm talking to Lynch about coming on the program. And we're talking about Afghanistan. Okay, here's what's critical in Afghanistan. One, the United States public, our center of gravity, if you will, the thing that we need to protect is against casualties. After 17 years of war, the American public is not in the mood, right, to see a lot of caskets coming home. Okay? So, how do you advise in the context of that? I think you do what we're trying to do. And so we'll talk to Tim Lynch about that. So the guy who runs the show over there is Army General John Nicholson. He is going to be replaced by a guy who will be promoted to a rank of general in the Army, but he right now he's a lieutenant general. His name is Austin Scott Miller. He's a former Delta Force guy. And we all know we love Delta Force, right? That's right. Why? Because they do their job and they shut up. Unlike the United States Navy SEALs. Good guess. You're learning. You're learning. Remember the story? They killed somewhere between 200 and 500 Russian contractors in eastern Syria, and nobody heard anything about it. How could that happen? Oh, the SEALs weren't involved. The town criers weren't involved in it. Yeah. Hey, dig us, man. Dig us. Anyway, so he was testifying. I can't guarantee you a timeline or an end date, but he sees progress. I go back to the vital interests of national security for America. I know this is having an effect on elements that would attack us. The comments drew. Who wrote this? Leo. Come on, Leo. Get your shit together. The comments drew skepticism from several members of the Senate Armed Service Committee, who expressed confidence in Miller to lead the Afghan effort, but grave concerns with the ongoing mission there. And we'll talk about that with Tim. Look, I will just say this. If you look at the dynamics of it, all right, Tim's going to explain to you what big T is, all right? And then we're going to talk about what little T is. Little, big T over there in Pakistan. Little T in Afghanistan, running around getting killed. Big T tells little T what to do without being subject to the same security situation, which is they're not getting killed in Pakistan. Okay, so our aim is to drive a wedge between big T and little T, ask little T to come to the table and negotiate a peace. How do you do that, Mac? You kill a lot of little T. And because you don't have Americans getting killed, the Americans can sustain this thing. And for the first time, right, since 2001, we don't have Iraq, Syria going on. Yep. So where do all those aviation sorties in the region go that used to go to Iraq and Syria? That's right. They go to Afghanistan. And so we are whacking. I'm having my own Mattis moment. That's called the cough button. Now you hear me? Now you hear me? So when I press the cough button, I can cough, and you can't hear me. But if I don't have a cough button, it would sound like this. All that. Like, who wants to hear that? Nobody wants to hear that. Cough button. Yeah. Now you know the little broadcasting. So all those extra sorties begin to kill more and more Taliban. Now, this, it took how many years to turn Iraq, Syria around? 4? So, I would say less than a year into the Afghan thing, and with Syria, Iraq just recently having wound down, don't get over your skis, okay? This is not Jell-O instant pudding, okay? But I will tell you this. The Afghan military will know, right? Every time you step out, you have a lot of aviation that flies over you and protects you. And when somebody bothers you, you whack them, okay? The little T will get the message as well. And when you kill them in larger numbers, and you kill them in larger numbers, and Afghan forces take control, right? The areas in which the bad guys operate in go from 40% of the country to 20% of the country over the course of a couple of years. Now they're in small, so now you don't have to fight in 80% of the country. Now you can focus your units on those smaller units, and you can whack them, or you can contain them and say, you know what, that terrain, the juice ain't worth the squeeze. So what we're going to do is we're just going to cordon it off, and we're going to, you know, this is kind of stuff that they do in Afghanistan. We're going to dam the river, we're going to cordon them off, and we're going to starve them out. We don't tend to do it like that, okay? It's kind of medieval kind of stuff. Literally medieval. Not like, I'm going to go medieval on your ass. No, not like that. It is like literally medieval. And so we'll do that. They'll do things like that in order to have their way. So anyway, it's interesting. Miller, who would be the 17th commander to oversee the Afghan mission, acknowledged when pressed by lawmakers that Pentagon leaders need to be evaluating the possibility of a full U.S. withdrawal of troops in the coming years. At one point in the hearing, he motioned to his son, a second lieutenant in the Army, and said, never anticipated his cohort would be in a position to deploy there. Wow, his kid was at his confirmation. So, anyway, Afghanistan. What, and okay, so define success. It's define success. Success is killing enough of them to drive a wedge between big T and little T, negotiate a settlement of the war with little T, and go forward. Yeah. How do you do that? You got to kill them. You got to make it hurt to oppose us. So, and we'll see. We'll see. What happens if that doesn't work? Is it better? Is it, and again, let me just tell you the key thing in all of it. The key thing in all of it is Americans aren't getting killed. Okay? Americans are not getting killed. And if you can sustain that commitment, if the American people, that's why killing Americans is such a big deal. Okay? Killing Americans is a huge deal for the Taliban, for ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all those organizations. Kill Americans. You know, we can kill other people all day long, but it's killing Americans that count, because that's what brings them to their knees, okay? It got them out of Lebanon, okay? It got them out of Somalia after we did Black Hawk Down, okay? It's what hurts the Americans. All right, so Afghanistan back in the news. Again, but I would counsel, again, you know, there was people that said the same thing about Syria when ISIS set up their caliphate. Oh, you know, we don't need to go back there. Let them settle it, blah, 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 blah. But we found a way to do it, and we did it in a smart way that did not place Americans, other than special forces units, in the front lines. We advised, we supported, you know, we trained. And the buzz line you hear from Secretary Mattis is, by, through, and with our partners. By, through, and with our partners. I think this is crazy. Early bird brief. The top story, why women were told don't get pregnant at George Air Force Base. That's the number one story, according to the early bird. And it gives you some type of idea of, with all the story, okay, despite a new commander in Afghanistan and the status of that war, the number one story is about women being told not to get pregnant at George Air Force Base in 1975. What a joke. What a joke. But we are so sensitive to gender issues, right? And I dare say whoever puts this together, you know, is of that ilk that sees the DOD through that lens. I don't see the DOD through that. It's a war-fighting machine. Yeah, we should have never changed it to the Department of Defense. We should have left it as the Department of War. Yeah. Number two story, despite 17 years of war, U.S. commander in Afghanistan sees progress. Number three, Navy drops negligent homicide charge against Fitzgerald CO. All right, I want to talk about this. All right, so there's a couple stories. There's one in Stars and Stripes, too. This is a big deal, all right? The Navy will no longer pursue negligent homicide charges against Commander Bryce Benson, who commanded the destroyer Fitzgerald when it collided with a merchant vessel more than a year ago, killing seven sailors. Service officials announced on Tuesday two of the Fitz's junior officers will not face negligent homicide charges in connection with June 17, 2017 catastrophe. These developments mark the service's last reconsideration of negligent homicide charges in the case of the Fitz and the John S. McCain collision, which happened less than 2 months later and killed another 10 sailors. The call was made by Admiral James Caldwell, who was appointed last year to oversee all disciplinary matters regarding the Fitz and the McCain. Benson's attorney said Tuesday that this about-face shows the negligent homicide charge was not warranted. The evidence now before Admiral Caldwell was the same evidence that initially caused him to bring negligent homicide charges against Commander Benson, attorneys said in a statement. A fair trial will reveal the remaining charges are likewise unsupported by the facts. Caldwell has decided that Benson will face negligent dereliction of duty resulting in death, negligent dereliction of duty, and negligent hazarding of a vessel charges at a general court-martial, according to a Navy statement. Benson waived his right last month, so Benson thinks that he's going to win, and normally you would see a plea deal in this as I follow military justice. Right. The Navy is not interested in litigating this in public. Rehashing the details of what went on the bridge that night, who got trained, and the whole nine yards. So we'll see it if it actually goes. Benson waived his right last month to a preliminary Article 32 hearing where an officer would have to review the prosecution's case and recommend to Caldwell whether Benson should be court-martialed. Okay, so that meant that it goes straight to court-martial. His attorneys torched Navy leadership at the time, claiming that public comments by Navy brass had imperiled the former skipper's right to a fair trial. Navy officials declined to comment. Benson was injured, I think most everybody knows the story, during the collision, in the collision of the ACX Crystal. He was in his at-sea quarters. The collision blasted a hole in his quarters. He was rescued hanging from the side of the ship. The Navy also announced that two junior officers will not face negligent homicide charges for their roles in the Fitzgerald collision. Lieutenant Natalie Combs will still be court-martialed on negligent dereliction of duty resulting in death and negligent hazarding of a vessel charges, but not for negligent homicide charges. She was serving as a tactical action officer, the TAO. So she would have been my counterpart. All right? So she's running the combat operations center. Combs was obviously very disappointed in Caldwell's decision. Lieutenant Iron Woodley had all charges against him dismissed. He was also working in the ship's combat information center last night. Lieutenant J.G. Sarakopic was the Fitzgerald's officer of the deck, or OOD, at the time of the collision. She pled guilty to dereliction charge at court-martial last month. So, again, I think it's really interesting, military justice. And I think it doesn't go well a lot of times. And so I'm interested in it. Let me see. Check one more thing here on, since we haven't done this very much. There's no Marine Corps stories in the Early Bird. How about that? And then I like to go through the commentary and analysis. Beyond Korean Fantasies from the New York Times. But there are ways to achieve a durable deal. All right, from the Washington Post. They've had the handshake. Now it's time to make a deal. In the aftermath of the Trump-Kim summit, the next 3 or 4 months will be crucial for U.S.-North Korean relations. And then on a website called The Diplomat, Putin, it's a little bit of a play on words, Putin on the Ritz in China, Putin spelled P-U-T-I-N. The Russians and the Chinese hate each other, okay? They're faking it because they want it to appear that they love each other and they're both in it against the United States. Truth is, they'll probably fight each other at some point if they got the chance. So, real quick check of the Stars and Stripes, and then we'll get Tim Lynch on. Top story in Stars and Stripes is death at sea separated these two twins 74 years ago. Now they're back. Two brothers were on a ship off the coast of Normandy that was sunk. One brother's body was identified, another marked in a grave unknown. As many of those bodies have been exhumed and using DNA evidence, along with the details of the description of the remains that are part of, obviously, official United States military records, people are putting these forensic clues together. And so brothers that were separated in death will now lay together in a cemetery in Normandy. So that's the top story. B-1B Lancers are cleared to return to flight after they had a problem that caused a fleet-wide safety stand-down. Interesting headline, U.S. European Command moves forward with a plan to bring more war games to Southern Europe. Why are we doing that? Why are we having war games in Europe? What's going on? All right, that's a look at the news today. We'll take a quick break. We come back. Tim Lynch will join us. We'll talk to him about some current events. Tim, a Marine infantry officer, got out of the Marine Corps, retired out of the Marine Corps, and then did a little bit of contract work in Afghanistan. So we're going to talk about current events, a little bit about Afghanistan as we dust Afghanistan off. More of All Marine Radio on Wednesday, coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.